of the Rovers, the exciting story of Britain's only communist football club and their increasingly far-fetched march to success. This week, after two exhausting half-hour episodes, it's time for the team to take a well-earned rest.
Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let them in.
Can't you get it, Ricky?
Terry, can't you see I'm busy rubbing in this boot polish?
To be honest, Rick, I think a wig would look better than dyeing your head black.
I don't think you'll ever get a job with Bon Jovi.
Well, I never wanted to play in Italy anyway. Come in. Ah, Stevie.
Blimey, what a day. I reckon it's time I had a well-earned rest.
We have all been working hard. I myself have spent all day on the parallel bars.
Yeah, the lemon flag and the red lion.
Which is why, comrades, I have decided the team is to have a mid-season holiday.
Yeah.
Even now, the Colonel is fetching some travel brochures for me.
Oh, we, man, we could go to Ibiza Lake on one of them Club Unlimited shagging holidays.
Stevie, that's about as safe as climbing the Empire State Building dressed as a giant gorilla if you were really quite a big person.
Yeah, well, I didn't mind taking risks, Lake. I'm young, free, and stupid.
Evening, men.
Evening, Colonel.
Dressing them doors in a bad way. Death Watch beetles. Voracious little blighters, aren't they? Ate their way through the entire Swiss fleet, you know.
Hey, the Swiss don't have a fleet.
Of course they don't. It's been eaten by beetles. Anyway, talking of gorillas...
Who was?
You were, just as I came in. How would you feel about gorillas in the mist?
Oh, no, we're not playing Wimbledon in the fog again, are we?
I was referring to another type of untamed beast, the Blue Mountain Gorillas of Burundi, Kinex giganticus. Apparently, there are only three of them left alive in the world. So we could go over there, blow their heads off, make a bit of a name for ourselves.
I've always fancied Japan myself.
Never, sir. Never will I visit Japan after my emotional experience on the railways of doom.
Oh, yeah? What happened then?
Damn slant-eyed fellow in golfing trousers took my usual seat on the train up from Consultant Beaches this morning.
What's it to be then, Ricky La? Sex, safari or sushi?
It is to be socialism!
Oh, knackers!
Pass me those brochures, will you, Colonel? But I want the badly printed black and white ones at the bottom, yes. Yes, comrades, we are to visit the People's Republic of El Telvador.
I smell a raw fish.
Where's that, then?
El Telvador, comrades, is in Central America.
Sounds like a banana republic to me.
No, no, they have no bananas. They have no bananas today. The imperialist CIA-funded banana crop has been concreted over to make a runway for the fraternal Ilyushin transport planes of the 400,000 East German military advisers. As I understand it, the principal exports are prunes, olives, instant coffee, and untraceable plastic explosive. Look, the gross national product has gone up to 71 million squillion billion trillion pesos per annum.
How much is that, then?
Oh, about £1.40. But anyway, you'll be pleased to hear that in return for playing a few local teams, we get a fabulous holiday on the sun-soaked beaches of the capital, Corrupción, and an unlimited supply of prunes.
Yeah, 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 but what about the language barrier, Ricky? I mean, none of us speak Spanish.
I have thought of that too, comrades. You remember Mr. Des Frankly, he that had a spell in Spain, you remember? 3 weeks managing Real Thing. He could come as our interpreter.
Is he out of a job, then?
Well, usually, yeah.
El Telvador it is, then. We can go hunting wildlife in the jungle. I'll bring a few anti-personnel mines.
Please, Colonel, such things will not be necessary. El Salvador is a peaceful, quiet, socialistic, Mrs. Tiggywinkle sort of a country.
Good evening and welcome to Footy Scene. My name's Frank Lee Bryan, the only BBC presenter not to be offered a job on Sky Channel. And the big news tonight. Felchester Rovers are to make a courageous visit to the Central American battle zone of war-torn El Salvador. And with me tonight, a man who knows more than most about the hot-blooded Latin temperament, Senor Football himself, Des Franklin.
Good evening, Frankly.
Now, Des, you've just been sacked as manager of table-propping Walford Athletic after a disastrous cup defeat at the hands of 4th Division rubbish Wanderers.
That's right. Yeah, they sacked me.
Again.
Well, frankly, I'm gutted. This after I guided them from 20th place in Division 1 up to 19th position.
And then back to 20th again.
I'm terribly sacked back, frankly. I'll be back.
No doubt, because you've now been sacked 4 times by Walford, 3 times by Real, and once by your local scout troop.
Frankly, they couldn't afford my wages.
£1 million.
They got their 8 minutes worth.
During which time they were relegated.
Certain small-minded people have made that point, frankly.
Scouts, you mean?
Them as well.
So, why do you think it is, Des, that you're still one of the most sought-after managers in the game?
Discipline, frankly. Chairman look at me to come down heavily on offenders.
Which must be pretty easy with £40 of solid gold jewellery adorning your person.
I am the man the Spanish call El Brinksman.
Well, you've certainly spent billions on players in some of the more controversial deals of the past few years. For instance, when you signed Andrew Ridgely from Wham...
Well, the boy Ridgely looked very good when I saw him first.
Where was this?
On the sleeve of a 12-inch of Club Tropicana. He looks so good in shorts, though.
Well, there's the bright lights may be beckoning again. It seems that Felchester Rovers are looking for a Spanish-speaking interpreter to accompany them on their Central American jaunt.
I can barely speak Spanish. When I was at Real, I shelled out £2 million to Atletico Bacon. I thought I was getting their star striker. Turns out I bought 2 pints of milk. And it was UHT.
Well, Des, I'm told that Felchester will be paying good money for this one.
Ooh, that's the manana, my old paella. Count me in.
And don't forget, soccer fans, Footy Scene will be on that plane too. Join us after the flight.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Havana International Airport.
I think he said, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Havana International Airport.
Why, I wish I was a linguist.
Salvadorian Airways announcing departure of Flight 1.
Salvadorian Airways announced the departure of Flight 1.
To Corruption.
To Corruption.
Good riddance, smelly capitalistic gringos.
And have a nice flight, everybody.
What it is to speak a language.
Come along, comrades. Let's board the plane. She should be over there somewhere, behind the vintage air display.
The vintage air display with Salvadorian Airways Flight 1 written on it.
Good Lord, it's a sup with antelope. Those were turned down by the RAF in 1918. The only three-winged plane ever built.
Not too airworthy then, eh?
Not even groundworthy.
Comrades, let us not belittle the craftsmanship of our Salvadorian comrades. Ah, listen to that. As good as the day it left the factory. Oh, come on, men. Let's get all aboard, eh? A true international socialist thumbs his nose at fear and drops his trousers at terror.
Blamey, that was a short trip. 15 seconds.
See? I told you they were good.
You were both unconscious, you idiots. You passed out with fear on takeoff.
Yes, well, let's just unload the baggage, shall we?
Too late, mate. It fell out over the jungle.
Greetings, Signors of Felchester. I am Manolo, your guide and friend from the Ministry of Incompetence. Many congratulations on arriving in one piece. I've been assigned to escort you during your fraternal tour of our country. I speak fluent English.
How much do you cost?
I am absolutely free, Signor.
Des?
Go on.
You're fired.
And now, gentlemen, do you have any luxury goods to declare? Unfortunately, as this is a socialist paradise, they will have to be confiscated.
Well, that's understandable, really, isn't it?
MIDI stereo systems, auto-rewind cameras, electric toothbrushes, cashmere knitwear, non-cashmere knitwear, books, magazines, clothes, suitcases, traveler's checks, money, that sort of thing.
What does that leave us with?
This pencil. Splendid. If you would use it to sign this declaration stating that you've never seen any of these items in your life. Now, gentlemen, I take it you have brought your own sink plugs with you.
Sink plugs?
There are no sink plugs in El Salvador. You will also need your own light bulbs.
Don't tell us.
There are no light bulbs in El Salvador.
I suppose you'll be wanting us to bring our own bathroom fittings and all.
Señor, there are no bathrooms in El Salvador.
Now I understand why you export all your prune crops.
Since you dispensed from our services, things have gone from bad to worse.
Yeah, Ricky, man. According to the brochure, we should be getting a luxury penthouse with five-star cuisine, whirlpool bath, three-dimensional laser television, and a secluded beachside location.
There is no beachside in El Salvador.
Oh, shut up. Leave this to me, lads. I know these Latins. I've worked with them.
You've been sacked by them, yeah.
If anyone can find a luxury penthouse in this country, it's me.
Oh, brilliant.
This is it, is it?
Well, it's almost a luxury penthouse. I only got a couple of words wrong.
Yes, and exactly which were those two words that you got wrong, Des? Did they happen to be luxury and penthouse?
Look, the Spanish words for jacuzzi and sewage farm are very similar.
Oh, yeah, and I suppose the Spanish for delicious local cuisine cooked up at your table by teams of top international chefs is very similar to the Spanish for Manolo frying up locusts, or a Bunsen burner.
In the Gambia, locusts are a delicacy. I lived out there for 4 years, learned quite a few recipes. Locust bourguignon.
Really? How do you catch them then, pet?
I used to dig a 30-foot pit and cover it with palm fronds and elephant droppings. Sooner or later, the locusts would become bored and come out to watch. Then I'd shoot them with my elephant gun.
Well, that really is fascinating. Well, we'll need more than locusts to eat, because tomorrow we are playing the crack local side AC Represión. So we'd better go out to a local restaurant. Manolo!
Sí, señor.
We wish to explore the bustling restaurants and thriving shops of your beautiful capital.
It's not safe to walk the streets of Corrupción at this time of night.
When will it be safe, then?
Hopefully in about 8 years' time, when the war has ceased to rage.
War?
Sí, señores. The imperialist incursions of the U.S.-backed rebels, led by the notorious C. Hopper Harris. Every night there are bombings and shootings, always late and from behind.
You see, it is the CIA who are undermining the Salvadorian economy.
No, señor. C. Hopper Harris has gone beyond CIA control. He operates only for himself now.
What does the C stand for?
Colonel.
Ah, splendid. Sam fella.
Señores, I know of one shop where you'll be quite safe.
Let me guess. It sells prunes.
Good evening and welcome to International Footy Scene, coming live from the heavily fortified British Consulate in El Salvador. My name's Frank Lee Brown, the man with the sweat-stained nylon shirt and the Paul Daniels safari suit. And the big news tonight is that three Felchester stars, Ricky Lennon, Stevie Starlin, and Terry Trotsky, plus the club treasurer, Colonel Brace Cartwright, have been arrested for shoplifting. According to shopkeeper Ramon Fibbs, Colchester's balding midfield maestro, Ricky Lennon, walked out of his shop carrying a fridge freezer and two all-in-one washer dryers. Towering Colchester number three, Stevie Starling, distracted his attention by performing a traditional English Morris dance, while bespectacled number five, Teddy Trotsky, blocked the view of his partner in crime's exit using a bowler hat. Now, I have with me here an actual eyewitness to the event, Des Franklin. And frankly, Des, the Colchester squad must be gutted.
It was a stitch-up from beginning to end.
So they didn't steal any fridges?
Of course not. It was a tobacconist.
But you were there to act as interpreter.
Well, I did register strong protests at the time. Unfortunately, I found out later I was actually asking for a packet of king-size Rizzler.
Well, obviously, Des, the Colchester team are going to be in no fit state to play a game of football.
Well, I have, in fact, been appointed caretaker manager.
That's what I meant. What are the prospects for Ricky and Co's release?
Well, originally they were going to be held without charge until after the game, but I told them straight, in Spanish, I wasn't having that.
And what happened?
They've been transferred to a labour camp, 30 years.
Des Franklin there, the man they call El Useless.
Brilliant. In jug.
Comrades! With Sea Hopper Harris and his capitalistic mercenaries on the rampage, it is entirely natural for our host to be a touch suspicious. A touch unsure, even. And to throw us in jail for a touch under 30 years.
Oh, well.
What we need is an escape plan.
There is no need to escape. Why, even at this moment, I am sure that steps are being taken for our release. All-night vigils will be held in Covent Garden at the Church of St. Jeremy, the mildly over-optimistic. Amnesty International will at this moment be handing in a petition signed by 100 polytechnic lecturers to the MEP for West Mercia. And in 9 months' time, ITN will do a 30-second piece on us. Right at the end of the news, just after the bit about the talking penguin. On second thoughts, perhaps we do need an escape plan.
Look no further, Lennon. You're talking to an expert.
You are a jailbird? You have done ready break?
Don't be a fool, man. I was incarcerated in a German prisoner of war camp. The notorious Stalag T's made. We forged authentic Nazi documents with a potato. Then, we constructed a hang glider out of an old trouser press. Young Bingo Bathurst was volunteered to fly the glider to freedom, and we all gathered to wave farewell as he soared gracefully from the tower and plunged 100 yards to his death.
These methods belong to a bygone era, Colonel. I have a better idea. We shall set up a celebrity football team of prisoners, challenge the guards to a game, and with Michael Caine's help, we will escape to victory! Ah, here comes Terry, back from scouting round the camp.
Hello, lads.
Tell us, Terry, who have you found?
Well, there's a whole load of super fit foreign athletes, a gaggle of elderly film stars, plus John Walk and Mike Somerby.
I see. And can any of them play football?
All of them.
Splendid.
Except for John Walk and Mike Somerby.
Okay, boys, we go into training at once.
Oh, hold on. We can't play football. We haven't eaten for 2 days.
Ah, yes. I can hear your stomach rumbling. And your spleen. And your liver. Sounds as if they're all coming into land.
Look, it's the U.S. rebels. And they're armed to the teeth.
Fear not, men. The forces of socialism will not flinch in the face of battle and must inevitably carry the day.
Blimey, that was a short battle. 5 seconds.
See? I told you they'd go away.
No, you idiot. You both ran to the toilet, passed out with fear, woke up, threw up, passed out with fear again. You were revived by an emergency medical team, asked for your mummies, cried for several hours, ate a tin of Farley's Rusks, ran away, you were brought back again and passed out with fear.
Oh, yeah.
Where were we, anyway?
Yes, and why are we sitting on a pile of human skulls?
I think Mr. MacReady here will fill you in.
Mr. who?
E.D. MacReady's the name, formerly of the U.S. Air Force. Until I felt his power, man. This is his camp, man. His kingdom. This is his jungle.
Whose?
The Hopper, man. Colonel C. Hopper Harris. He saved your life. He's like that, man. One day he saves your life, the next day he puts your head in a microwave.
He's got a good sense of humor, has he?
Are there any of those rusks left?
Don't mock the Hopper, man. He's a philosopher. He just feels the good and bad in the world, man. And if something displeases him, he gets mad. Shit, man. When Burnley went down to Division 4, he napalmed 3 convents and an orphanage. It would never have happened with Ralph Coates playing, man.
Burnley? Ralph Coates? This Hopper, is he a football fan?
Fan, man? He ain't no fan. He's a soccer philosopher, man. Shit, man. He even knows who's through to the last 8 of the Sherpa Van Trophy. I mean, man, the guy remembers the Watney Cup, man. Why do you think we brought you here?
Do tell me.
You're footballers, man. We don't get many footballers, but all that's going to change when he takes over the country, man. The El Salvador World Cup, 1998. But he needs a manager for the team, man. That's why you're here. The last manager didn't make the grade. He's buried under the tree with all the others, man.
Bull Sprout!
Splendid. You get on with that, Lennon, and we'll be off back to Felchester. I forgot to cancel the yogurt.
I don't think so, man. If your friend here, like, screws up, the Hopper's gonna swap you guys for arms with the Ayatollah. Maybe a few legs, too. Now, I'll go tell him you're here. You guys just enjoy yourselves. Oh, and when you see the Hopper, remember, man, he can be a little,
bonkers.
That's the one. See you around, boys. For a little while, anyway.
Brilliant. And they think I could be getting me underway at Pontins. Oh, yeah, suppose we'd better bring Ricky round again.
Yeah, nice. Ricky, come on, lad. Come on, wakey, wakey. Come on,
yes, lad. Yes, 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 right, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Terry, thank you. There's no need to keep patting me on the top of the head, yes.
You're not scared, then?
Who, me? I blow my nose on the handkerchief of fear.
Then how come your face is chalk white? Your underwear is making little squelchy noises. And you're waving a little yellow flag.
I was just impersonating Marcel Marceau. It was a mere ruse to divert attention. Colonel Harris has clearly gone insane, and I must terminate his career with extreme prejudice. It is time for me to face my destiny and emerge triumphant. I will survive, as Gloria Gaynor once said.
Bye-bye, baby.
Come in, Mr. Lennon. I hope my boys have been looking after you.
Yes, they've been wonderful, really, yes. I mean, never a cross word, you know. Right through the kidnapping, the interrogation, and the beating with electric piano wire. They've been absolute bricks, really, yes.
They're good boys. Chip Spinetti, Dutch Osgood, Sal Hollins, Marvin Hinton, all good boys. Vietnam vets. But they're not men of the world, Mr. Lennon, not like you and me. They don't understand how a big power can become sucked into a little conflict it can never win. A terrain it can never master.
Ah, yes. The jungles of Southeast Asia. They must be very... jungly.
I'm talking about the famous sloping pitch at Yeovil, Mr. Leonard. A world without morality, where civilization ends and the law of the wild takes over.
The GM Vauxhall Conference.
That's the law that operates here, Mr. Lennon. Do you like what you see?
Oh, yes, it's lovely, yes. Splash on a bit of paint, a few Laura Ashley wall hangings, sweep up the odd pile of skulls. Anybody would think Jasper Conran lived here.
We need the skulls, Mr. Lennon. Keeps my people on their toes. Gives them something to play football with, too.
Keen on soccer, are you?
I love the smell of shin pads in the morning.
Oh, yes, that's nice, yeah. You don't often meet Americans who take an interest in football.
I used to be a colonel in the U.S. Airborne, a regular guy with regular pastimes, frisbee, baseball, clam burnings, until the horror.
The horror?
The horror.
The horror?
The horror. It was back in Nam, about 1970. We were on recon. Came across a gook village that had been pasted by Charlie. There was no one left alive in that village, Mr. Lennon. Severed limbs, burning gasoline. The smell of death hung in the air.
Sounds like one of our home games.
And then, Mr. Lennon, in the midst of all that devastation, I heard a noise. It was a television set abandoned in a GI's bar. I saw a man on that television set advancing towards an open goal. Victory was in his grasp, Mr. Lennon. The trophy was there within his reach. That man was Jeff Astle.
The horror!
Every night I relive that miss, Mr. Lennon.
As does Jeff Astle, I expect, on his way to work in the morning with his ladder, his bucket, and his chamois leather.
You know the rest, Mr. Lennon. Defeat, disgrace, the decline of England as a footballing power. Well, now it's the turn of the little guy who knows his terrain. Al Telvador will become the next power in world football, Mr. Lennon. And you got a week to achieve it.
For me?
You got a nice round skull.
Oh, but I can't manage for Toffee. I'm useless. And anyway, there's a hole in my tracksuit bottoms. And I'd be useless at press conferences. I mean, I haven't even got a camel hair overcoat.
Oh, yeah?
But I know a man who does.
Good evening and welcome to Footy Scene. My name's Frank Lee Brown, the man who's back from El Telvador with a suntan and a funny itch that won't go away. And the big news tonight, still no word after 3 months from Des Frankley in his jungle training camp. The man the Telvadorians are now calling El Telvador.